This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. Splash Refresher spices up my daily water intake by putting fun and hydration in one. Because as a mom, I already have my hands full. Every Splash Refresher flavor is delicious, bright, flavorful, and zero calories. I don't waste time on flavorless water I don't enjoy. I just drink Splash and I like it.
My favorite flavor is the lemon. It really does taste like lemonade.
My favorite is the mandarin orange flavor.
There's a flavor for everyone to enjoy.
Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Hello and welcome to Childproof by Betches Media. I'm Tori Phantom.
And I'm Gwenna Lathland. This episode is dedicated to all the parents who have said the most random shit with a completely straight face.
And to those parents who have had to tell their kids to quit it while fully hiding a belly laugh.
I have mastered the hide a laugh methods. There's like so many of them.
There's so many of them. Sometimes I just laugh, though, honestly. As we are recording this, we are both coming out of a massive cold snap. All of our kids have been home because it is too cold, too icy, and too snowy, that whole half an inch, to go to school.
It's the most southern sentence you've ever said to me.
Well, it's cold.
It's too cold to go to school. I need you to know, I fully understand.
Yeah, we made snow angels in the grass snow. You know, where it was mostly
still off the back of the jacket when they stand back up.
When I was a kid, we would just wear snow pants to school. You know, it's a different place, different time. It's fine. It's different times.
It's fine.
But we have already done an episode on snow days. You should check that out if you haven't. But we've been home, as we've mentioned. It's cold, and we started telling stories to pass the time.
I love stories. I want to tell stories.
Well, let's tell some stories. Let's talk about parenting stories. But first, we got to set the timer.
We do got to start the timer. Okay, so do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first? I got one.
Do you want to go first?
I want to go first. Okay, so this happened literally last night. I made fajitas for dinner. When I serve fajitas, I make chicken, I make skirt steak, and I make black beans. And that is to accommodate all of the tastes and preferences of my kids. Fajitas is one of my favorite meals because it's one of the only meals that everything on the table is edible by someone, and everyone else will share those ingredients too, right? So like one of my kids won't eat beef, but they will eat chicken and beans. One of my kids won't eat meat, but they will eat beans. One of my kids is a garbage disposal and needs everything. And I love that for them. But we had fajitas, and fajitas are not a clean food, right?
No.
And my daughter stopped in the middle of dinner and she goes, "Oh no." And she slams her hands down on the table. I was like, "What's oh no?" Cause I've been making eye contact with her the whole time. I have no idea what just happened. "Oh no, there's beans in my sleeve." I'm sorry. Could what? Come again?
There's beans.
In my sleeve.
Wait, hang on. Question. Are we talking like baked beans, black beans, refried beans? Okay.
Black beans in a seasoned broth.
Okay. Because if it was like refried beans, I'd be like, that is actually like a huge ew.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, then get the beans out of your sleeve. And then she kind of shakes her arm and she's like, "I can't." I was like, well, pull the wrist away a little bit, so maybe the beans will fall out. She goes, "I can't." I was like, okay, come here. Let me help you get the beans out of the sleeve. And like, she's elevating, right?
And whatever a kid is in this type of situation, it's like they suddenly forget how their joints work. They turn into like jello. Like they can't. What is my body?
So she gets over to me and like she's so amped. She's so worried about this. Her entire body is just vibrating. I'm like, "We're going to get the beans out of your sleeve, sister. I promise. You got to be still for a second. I can't get the beans out of your sleeve if you don't be still." So I can't get her to be still. And Jack has way better calming skills than I do in situations like this. Like, they just respond better to his calm energy. Because, I mean, nothing perturbs this man, right?
Yes, I have
seen him worked up twice in my entire life. And I was scared for the person on the other end of this.
Yeah, yeah.
He does not get worked up. It is a thing when he gets worked up. So he's like, come here. Come, we'll get the beans out of your sleeve. Come here. The number of times beans and sleeve were in the same sentence. So she starts trying to make her way around to Jack, but Abby's sitting right there. She's like, here, come here, come here. I can get the beans out of your sleeve. So Abby tries to put her whole hand inside the little one's sleeve, except this is a 5-year-old sleeve and a 16-year-old's hand, and those things don't. So now Abby is slightly stuck in the sleeve with the beans. They make it around to Jack. She ends up half naked, crying, and we found 3 beans in her sleeve and 1 like mashed to her elbow.
Ew.
And I was like, the whole time I was like, you gotta calm down, you have to calm down. I was like, this is not a big deal. She kept saying it felt like bugs were in her shirt. I was like, okay, I get that, them kind of rolling around in the fabric, that's a really creepy feeling, I get that. And I wanted to get amped, but I kept having to remind myself, it doesn't have to be an emergency to me for it to feel like one to them.
Yeah.
Their processing is so different. Their life experience is so different.
Yes.
It was not an emergency, but to her, it very much felt like one. And that's where all of this energy was coming from.
Exact thing is like the feeling of the beans might have felt like bugs. And you can say, well, it might feel like that, but that's not what it is. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Yeah. That's I run into that a lot. If my kids drop something in the car, like, it's all hell breaks loose because it's lost. I lost it. And my response is always, nope, you didn't lose it. You dropped it. Yeah. You might not see it right now, but is it still in the car? Yeah. So it's not lost. We just have to find it. Yeah. Now it could be lost in my car. It's a trash can, but like, we'll find it, you know. It does. It feels like an emergency to them. And that's like part of it is it takes years to get to the point where they can respond instead of reacting, right?
Yeah.
That's
Yeah,
it's tricky. It's tricky.
All right, that's the end of my bean sleeve story.
Do you know what happened in my house the other day? So I had a tape measure out for something or other the other day.
And as one does, yeah. Absolutely.
As one does. And I didn't put it back yet, right? I did the antithesis of your saying, instead of putting it away, I put it down.
Yeah. Put it away, not down. Put it away, not down.
And so my kid had picked it up and was kind of messing around with it. And she realized, you know, if you hit the button, it pulls it back in. And she had extended it a lot. And she goes, oh, I bet if I hit the thing, it'll go. And I stopped her. I grabbed it. And I said, nope, because here's the thing. I said, I understand that seems like it could be cool, but I showed her and I pressed the button and I slowly pushed it back in. And I said, you see this metal bit here? And she said, yeah. And I said, and you feel how this whole measuring tape is kind of hard. There's like these edges. And she said, yeah. I said, so if you are just a couple inches out and you hit the button, sure, it's just going to come back fast and that can seem cool. I said, but this isn't a toy, it's a tool. And if it's all the way out and you press that button, it's not going to just go straight in. It's going to snap and it's going to hit you and it's going to
wiggle and it's miserable. Don't do that.
So this is a thing I say to my kids a lot is that whenever we are faced with a new situation, we can make a decision. We can learn the easy way or the hard way. And the easy way is to listen to someone who has experience with this and is trying to help you. And you make the decision based on their knowledge and experience the way they learn from the mistake, or you can learn the hard way and do it yourself. And so, we had this conversation about this tape measure and then, you know, I did end up putting the tape measure away.
Yes.
But then Jim needed the tape measure for something else. Yeah. And so he didn't put it away. He put it down.
There's a pattern.
And he had left it like in our family room in the basement. And I was upstairs in the kitchen doing something. And my daughter comes up to me with the tape measure. And she said, hey, Mom. And I said, hey, child. And she said, do you remember when you told me about the tape measure?
The best kid stories always start with, do you remember? Because it's either going to be something from infancy or 32 seconds ago.
Right.
There's no middle ground.
Like, do you remember when you told me if I hit the button when it was really far out that it would snap back and hurt? And I said, yeah. And she goes, you were right. I said, so you learned the hard way, huh?
We chose to learn the hard way. All right.
And she said, I did learn the hard way, and holds up her hand where she's like nicked herself. Like she's got this little boo-boo on her finger from it. And she goes, so I think I'm not going to do that again.
Well,
oh, I okay. Like she wasn't upset about it. She was like, you were right. I said, are you going to listen next time? And she said, yeah. And I said, we both know you're lying.
Right. That I think is probably one of the hardest parts of parenting is I spend so much time arguing with myself. Do I tell her that this is going to go potentially poorly, or do I let her find it out herself?
Yeah.
Like, what is the correct one way or the other? It's either going to work as she anticipates, as she's hoping. And it's a chance it could happen. Experience tells me it's not going to go that way. Right. This is going to go different than you want it to go.
Yeah.
But there's always when they're little, it's really easy because you are giving the explanation. This is what's going to probably happen.
And they really trust you when they're really little.
Yes.
And it's not that they stop trusting you as they get older. Right. It's that autonomy and that curiosity sometimes outweighs the trust they have or the...
Right.
They just want to experience it. They want to fuck around and find out. Did you know that summer is so close?
I've been trying desperately not to think about it.
And our kids are going to be home from sunup to sundown for several months. I love them so much. I love spending time with them. I have so many exciting things planned. But we're also going to have a lot of downtime. We need things to do for the rainy day that are going to keep them engaged and help them to be creative. And I found the solution, KiwiCo.
Oh, it's raining and gross outside? Cool. Would you like to dig up dinosaurs or build a windmill? Those are the Kiwi kits we have.
KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside, explore, and stay off their screens. Awesome projects from the summer adventure series like the Bottle Rocket Kit, where kids build an actual bottle rocket, help to turn outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. We've made the bottle rocket and it was incredibly fun.
You'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are too. These are real engineering, science, and art projects for children. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
Build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off on your summer adventure series at KiwiCo.com with promo code ChildproofSummer. That's 20% off your summer adventure at KiwiCo.com. Promo code Childproof Summer.
Once more, KiwiCo.com, promo code Childproof Summer.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to stow away those jackets and sweaters and break out the shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year.
Okay, yes, it's time to put away the sweaters unless you married a polar bear. I definitely married a polar bear, and he keeps this house at a number I don't want to say because it's too low. My saving grace is that I get to wear the softest cotton sweater. It's so cozy and it's bulky and I love it and I get to use it all year round.
Quince sweaters are so good. Quince has amazing items like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Quince cuts out the middleman by partnering directly with top factories and passes that savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/childproof for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/childproof to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
One last time, quince.com/childproof.
When I am faced with that same moment of, do I tell them what I think is going to happen or do I just let them work it out? I honestly usually go for giving them the experience, giving them the wisdom, because at the end of the day, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that sharing of the experience might influence the decision to go better. And it's also with the understanding that sometimes I'm like, hey, here's my experience and that's not going to be theirs. But I talk a lot, you know me. So like, I'm going to say it. I'm gonna.
See, and that's where I was probably 5 years ago, but now I'm more to a point of if I interject a, hey, maybe have you considered that it could, what it feels like to her, and Abby and I have had discussions like post-mortems when I've approached her, be like, hey, and I'm not talking major things. I'm talking tiny things. Like, should you put the sticker on your car right there? No. It's going to be in your way when you try to look back over your shoulder to check your blind spot. Don't put a sticker right there. Like, that I'm going to intervene. No, don't put the sticker there because you're missing some information there that's just I have and you don't. I'm talking much, much smaller things like that spoon is going to explode in the microwave or that thing is not going to work or this thing, like small things. Because if she takes it personal, like, you don't trust me to make a decision. No, I do trust you to make a decision. I'm just giving you information that okay, never mind. You're right. You can be right.
Yeah. Right. It's like, do you want to know what my thoughts are here?
Yeah.
No.
You know, I'm having to remember to ask, hey, can I share some advice?
Right. And I think that's a thing that is different for where I'm at, right? Because I'm not to teen years and there's a huge transitional period as, I mean, even just in the preteen years, of course. Mm-hmm. But when you get to Abby's age and you're like, you're going to be out on your own in a couple years, I really have to not take a step back from parenting, but the relationship has to shift as you gain that independence so that you can practice it and you're not going to lose your mind the second that you're out on your own.
Well, and that's one of the things that I say all the time is I have to give her opportunities to fail safely. I have to look at a situation, quickly assess and go, this is not going to work out for her. It's not. It's she's going to end up crying on the couch about this in about 3 days. I know that it's coming. And to some extent, I can be like, hey, are you sure this is something you want to follow through with in this way? Is there a different approach you could take? No, you don't see any other approach at all. I'm asking a very pointed question for very point. Do you want my advice on this? No. Okay. 3 days later, she's crying on the couch. Mm-hmm. And it's my job not to do a told you so dance, but to be there with the tissues and to be there with the dustpan and the broom to sweep up the pieces. Like, I have to let her fail safely.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing that we talk about a lot is that not every conversation has to be had in one sitting. And so if you know that this is going to end badly, when it does, you're not going to judge or do the told you so dance. You're going to sit and support. And then later on when we've recovered, that's when we have the talk of, where do you think this went wrong? What can we do differently? And that doesn't all need to happen. So like if your kid is actively upset about something you knew was going to go wrong, that's not the time to say, well, what should you have done? No, like that's the time to just be there. And then like later on, you do that conversation nicely because you want that critical thinking to happen and for them to not just like move on. Like you want them to move on, but like gain something from that experience.
Right. Learn something from this kid.
Yes.
You wouldn't learn from me. Please learn from yourself.
This was an easy way or the hard way. It applies to everything. You know, maybe I'll do it.
Speaking of easy way or hard way, we're at a stage where my littlest kids are beginning to lose the kid words. They used to say Lulu. Now they just say love you. Right now, the one that's hurting the most, they can say banana. Mm-hmm. It was manumana, but now they can say banana. That one hurts a little bit every time they ask for a banana and they just say the word banana.
Yeah.
And I refuse to let it go. Yeah, I'll get you a manumana.
Right.
The other day, my kids straight up corrected me. It's banana.
Yeah.
Shut up. No, it's not.
That's we will never in my home anytime that Frozen comes up. Because I don't care how many years it's been, Frozen still is somehow relevant, you know? Mm-hmm. And anytime Frozen comes up, Jim and I will sing, the snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a slip rin to be seen. Because my eldest, when she was like 3-4 years old, that's how she sang it. And we'd be like, no, it's footprint. And she would get mad. Yeah. She'd get mad. It's slip rin. What is a slip rin? I don't know. And so it just became a thing. And that's how we sing it now. It's a slip rin. And it doesn't matter that she doesn't even remember that. We do. Not letting it go.
Right now, the word that's the biggest stumbling block is pattern. I don't know why. My littlest, the girl child, loves patterns. She's my artistic kiddo. And so she's been drawing a lot of patterns, except she can't say the word patterns. She says patterns. It's a 3-syllable word now. Patterns.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it at the table and Jack was like, I hope she doesn't lose that one. Like I want, like there are some words we've already lost.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't lose that one. And so we were talking about all the words that we've kept. So 2 out of 3 of my kids have had speech therapy. One is still actively in it. My eldest graduated years ago, but there are some words that for various reasons, Abby still cannot say. Caterpillars is one of them. Mm-hmm. And in fact, capillillas and flutterbys were my first, because it was flutterbys. Mm-hmm. That was my first indication that I was like, wait, say that again. Mm-hmm. Capillillas and flutterbys. She meant caterpillars and butterflies.
Right.
She couldn't say those words. So she was getting near. That was my first indication. I was like, you are maybe not talking the way a kid your age is supposed to be talking.
Right.
To this day, she still can't say caterpillar. She can't. She had something called a non-stimulable R, which means the muscles in the back of her throat and the back of her mouth and the back of her tongue just didn't, she didn't use them properly. And so mm-hmm. they didn't know what they were supposed to be doing. And so she had to be trained how mm-hmm. to use those specific muscles by her speech therapist. And her speech therapist, she had several of them, but they were all great. I loved working
right.
with them.
Right.
But to this day, we still have capillillas instead of caterpillars, spinny winds instead of tornadoes. Which is fascinating, seeing as I live in Tornado Alley and tornadoes are a regular and routine discussion in my home.
They're spinny winds. Yeah, spinny wind alley.
And I'm going to give you this one. Try to guess what this one is. Tree floof. What's a tree floof?
Okay. I'm thinking of like, not the pollen, but like the fluff. No, because there's a word for that and that's probably not related. Is it an animal?
It is an animal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a squirrel.
Okay. I was going to get there eventually.
It's a squirrel, which makes perfect sense with the way that her speech impediment works and what she had to learn how to do. At 16, she still cannot and will categorically refuse to participate in conversations that might involve a squirrel because she can't say the word.
Yeah.
She can't say the word to this day. So in private conversation, she calls them tree floofs.
I support this.
I'm out here outing my 16-year-old. But
I mean, it's a fitting name.
It is. No, it's a floof that lives in a tree. Tree floof makes perfect sense.
Right.
Spring has sprung, and that means it's time for spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase.
Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you're purchasing.
The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, new warm weather bedding, or a flight for that summer getaway.
Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards.
Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including all of your favorite grocery stores, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code CHILDPROOF when you register.
Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code CHILDPROOF. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code CHILDPROOF. Hydrating doesn't have to be boring. Splash Refresher spices it up by putting fun and hydration in one. Because as a mom, I already have my hands full. Splash Refreshers are delicious, bright, flavorful, and available in 5 craveable flavors. It has 0 sugar, 0 calories, and a splash of sweetness for a hydrating and delicious beverage you'll come back to again and again.
My favorite flavor is the lemon. It really does taste like lemonade, so I'm getting hydrated, and it just feels like I'm drinking lemonade.
Splash Refresher perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with 0 sugar and 0 calories.
Available in 5 craveable flavors, wild berry, acai grape, pineapple mango, lemon, and mandarin orange, Splash Refresher is there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. There's a flavor for everyone to enjoy.
They are delicious, bright, flavorful, and hydrating, and 0 calories. So you can have fun flavored water without any guilt. Consider your hydrated self thriving.
Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. But words are hard, man.
Words are so hard. Yeah.
When Abby first went into speech therapy, and we're still dealing with Capillillas and Flutterbys, man, that was such a gut punch to me because I felt like I'd done something wrong.
Oh, I want to hug past you.
I felt at the time, and this was years and years ago,
right?
But I felt like at the time I had taught her wrong. I hadn't taught her how to speak right. I'd missed some important information. Mm-hmm. Like I just fucked up, and now I had to call someone else in to teach my kid what I couldn't.
Oh,
that's not how it works.
That's not how it works at all. Speech therapy is like such a normal thing, and it's so important. It is. That's two out of three of mine are in speech therapy, and my mm-hmm. one. She started speech therapy before she even turned one, which is pretty mm-hmm. early. But we knew that she would need it because she has a genetic syndrome and she has something called macroglossia, where her tongue was just very, very large. Couldn't mm-hmm. really move it correctly. And, you know, she's had surgeries. So that's besides the point. But she started early. And mm-hmm. we started with like sign language and just tried to develop those muscles. We had like low muscle tone. And she didn't really start talking until like two or so. And she was mm-hmm. in speech therapy for years. And so like, I didn't have that feeling of like a failure, right? Until mm-hmm. I did deal with some mom guilt. Okay.
Yeah.
Because fast forward, right? My youngest, now again, like I had a pandemic toddler. And so when my middle kiddo was in kindergarten or so, we went in for an IEP meeting and I had my youngest with me. And mm-hmm. we were doing this IEP meeting and my youngest was talking to me. I was talking to her back and the speech therapist in the middle of talking to me kind of darted her head to the side and looked at my youngest and then looked at me and said, you know, she has a speech delay too, right? And I said,
yeah,
what? And she said, how old is she? And I told her and she goes, you need to get her evaluated. She goes, she could start preschool next year. And I was like, huh? Right. And I said, but she talks all the time. I said, we talk to each other all the mm-hmm. time. And she goes, I said, I understand her. And she goes, does anyone else? And I was like, you know, because we were home like for so long. And it was, she was being raised with her closest age sister had a speech delay.
Yeah.
And so that was like, you know, and she has made it so far. Like, I am so proud of her. Yeah. And like, she has even said she gets so excited about it because she will start talking about something and she's like, Mom, I've been working on this in speech therapy. I'm working really hard. I'm doing a good job. Can you tell?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, like I'm so proud. But it wasn't that I felt bad that she had a speech delay. It was that like mom shame feeling of like, how did I not notice? Well, how would I notice? I could understand her. I was already clued in to speech delay talking.
Mm-hmm. You were already translating the gobbledygook into the English that she meant.
Exactly. Yeah. And because that's what I had been doing for years, it didn't mm-hmm. strike me as odd because that was just normal for us at that time.
Yes. I know. It did take me a sec. In fact, it took me, we'd gone to, it was her second IEP meeting. We made it through an entire semester of speech therapy before I had to go if you've never had an IEP, you have to have regular meetings to check up on the progress and update the goals and make sure that everybody's on the same page and we're all walking the same path in the same direction at the mm-hmm. same speed. So I was at the second one and they're like, well, she's done really good on this, 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 and this. We are really going to double down on this and this. And to me, those two goals felt so, 2-year-olds can do this, but my 7-year-old couldn't.
It's like you really needed that episode of Baby Race from Bluey.
Yes,
at that time.
I did. This was well before the days of Bluey. And the principal at the school looked over and I guess, look, you can read everything I'm thinking on my face like 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. So the principal looks over and she goes, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm okay. It's just, it feels like I messed up a lot. And the whole table went, no, that's not what this is. Like it happened to be all women at this table, but they were like, no, it's not the parents doing that kids need speech therapy. This isn't, you didn't do anything wrong. The fact that you are here, that you are continuing to be a part of this process, that you are encouraging her, that she's made such, and she did. From first IEP to second IEP, we dropped like 30 goals because they were met.
Right.
She did so good, but speech therapy is not a parent failing. Speech therapy right. is a parent choosing to use the community and the village that we need. And it took me like a year to figure that out.
Aww. And that's all the services too. To anyone who is listening to us, it's occupational therapy, physical therapy, anything that your kid needs that you cannot provide yourself. Those people go to school for years and years and years and years. It is not surprising that you couldn't help them with that on your own. That's what they trained in. Don't be like us. I feel like it's a personal failing, you know, because it's not. It's just, you know, I did speech therapy as a kid.
I did too. That's what's messed up is I did speech therapy as a child.
It's a thing. There's still words that I say in an unusual way. And I've had my whole life, people have asked me like, where are you from? Where's that accent? And like, you know, I lived in New York till I was 24 and I'd be like, I'm from here. I just say some words in a different way. Sorry.
I still get teased for how I say orange. That's how I actually say it. Now, when I think about it, when I'm about to say it to another person, I'll say orange because that's how I think most people say it. But I, for whatever reason, it's orange in my head.
My favorite thing to ask people is what word they use for the coloring utensil made out of wax. What is that?
I won't. No. No, I won't say it.
No, go ahead. Because there's three main ways people say it and people get heated, but I just think it's interesting. So what is that wax utensil?
So the wax utensil you use for coloring pretty colors. The way I say it when I'm prompted to say it, when someone asks me, how do you say it? I always say crayon. I make it a two-syllable word. But really, I say it crown. Like, same as the crown on your head.
And I call it a crayon. So I'm also doing a one-syllable word. I don't call it a crayon. Yeah. I call it a crayon. And I think it's just a regional thing. But no. Okay. Speaking of words, though. Speaking of words. That's a weird sentence. I got a story for you. Okay. And so my kid has been trying out humor. And sometimes she's really funny.
It's the most parental way to put it.
But because she, she's at the age where it doesn't always hit, or like she's trying to say something, but she mixes up words a lot. And so she'll just use the wrong word. And then you're like, what? And so this one day she said something to me. I don't even remember what, because that wasn't the part that made me laugh. Okay. She had said something to me and I feel like it came across as rude. And so I was like, dude, like that was rude. And she responded, I wasn't being rude. I was being capitalism.
Where was she going with that? Because I have no scope here.
So I kind of, and she's like, capitalism. And I was like, no, I know what capitalism is. Do you? And she's like, because I didn't mean it to be rude. I was like, being capitalism, right? And at this point, my other kid had walked in the room and heard this, and she goes, she means sarcasm, Mom.
I don't know what my favorite part of that is. The child confusing sarcasm with capitalism, or the fact that the other child was the translator for this.
Right. But what's funnier is that she continued to confuse these two words for months as she was trying to try on sarcasm, which just doesn't often go well for little kids anyway, because like there is an art to sarcasm.
Yes.
But she kept being capitalism. And so now we just like interchange those words, you know? And because it's not like I'm talking to my grade schooler about capitalism, but like kids hear everything. So if I'm talking to Jim about capitalism, I guess she's heard the word, but without like knowing what that meant. And so I don't know how that got flipped.
The isms, just sarcasm, just capitalism.
Capitalism.
Same thing.
And so now that's something that we're holding on to is, you know, you just stop being capitalism. I'm just
Yeah, no, I have tree floofs. You have capitalism. That's scams. By the time baby number two comes, you feel superhuman. You totally have it all figured out. You got this. But then the reality sets in. It's more than twice the work and can sometimes feel like absolute chaos. It's obviously not always going to go right, but you'll take any opportunity to make it a little easier. The Honest Company has a new line of calming products for the whole family, so your little ones will go down easier and you can have a moment of honest relaxation. The Calm Collection is a line of dreamy and calming lavender products to help make you and your baby's bedtime routine smoother.
They have lavender wipes to clean up sticky hands and messes, a calm lavender bath and body set that's both gentle enough for babies and soothing self-care for moms, lightweight lavender body oil to help wind down before bedtime, and fun purple printed pajamas made with 100% certified organic cotton. The sooner your little ones go to bed, the sooner you are able to relax. For a little while, anyway. Their Calm Lavender collection is made with lavender essential oils that help calm babies before bed, and their super absorbent overnight diapers have up to 12 hours of leak protection. With a focus on sustainability and clean products, The Honest Company works with toxicologists at their in-house lab to create eco-friendly, safe, and effective products you can feel good using. Body products are naturally derived and designed for all skin types, while their diapers are made with plant-based materials that are ultra-soft and super absorbent. Good for your whole family and your environment. Try Honest for yourself. Shop at Target, Amazon, Walmart, and honest.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have another story. This one is actually... I'm sort of borrowing. This one's actually in my book. I wrote a book.
It's called you wrote Mama a book. Cusses a TikTok field. Sensation. Gwenna Lathland wrote a book.
I hate you. It's I Mama know. Cusses, a field guide to responsive parenting and trying not to be the reason your kids need therapy. And this story is in the book. Now it has context added to it, and I'm not going to explain what that context is. The book is available for pre-order. You should go order the book. And then when it comes in, you can read the context for the story. But the story is long, long ago. My child was probably 5 or 6, and she discovered My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Now, in modern times, My Little Pony continued to a new storyline.
There's like 17 versions of it. I know. Mm-hmm.
My youngest is just getting into My Little Pony. I have not been forced to endure the entire storyline of the new My Little Pony. However, I know about My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. I was required to learn every blessed centimeter of lore surrounding Friendship is Magic.
This is so relatable.
I know details I don't want to know. I know this against my will, y'all. Yeah. Anyway, my daughter had just had a birthday. I don't remember which one. It was 5 or 6, maybe 7. I don't know. It was one of them. And she got for her birthday the fancy Rainbow Dash. Rainbow Dash is one of the ponies in My Little Pony, for those of you out of the know.
Who somehow don't know that.
Rainbow Dash is a flying pony. She's a Pegasus. And she shoots rainbows out her butt while she flies. It's so very millennial.
I just feel like it's such a parent thing to know the difference between the Pegasus and the unicorn and the Pegacorn, and the, because your kid forced you to learn
it's
all these
not
things.
Pegacorn. Yeah. You get that blasphemy out
of
your mouth.
I knew
it's
I was saying alicorn. That one wrong. You're right. See?
Alicorn.
It's been a while since I had a My Little Pony.
This was the fancy one. This was the $45 one with the real hair and the extra accessories. This was outside of our normal toy buying, because there's like the $10 version and then there's like the $45 mm-hmm. version. This was the yeah. $45. This was the nice one, right?
That was the one you had to make sacrifices for to afford. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saved up for that one a bit. Anyway, we get into my 2000 PT Cruiser. And this was the nice one with the wind down windows and the string tied to my windshield wipers so I could make them work from inside mm-hmm. the car. High end model that we were working with here. We get into the car and we are having to drive down I-35, which is a major interstate that cuts through the center of my state. We're driving down I-35 and Abby had begged to take this Rainbow Dash with her. I was like, yeah, sure. You can take the Rainbow Dash with her. But kids have the impulse control of kids. What do you think occurred to my child to do with Rainbow Dash, the flying pony who shoots rainbows out her butt when she flies?
No, she didn't put it out the window.
She put it out the window. She cranked that little window down with the thing. And I heard her doing it. I was like, hey, roll up the window. We're on the interstate. Roll it. But I'm going 75 down the interstate. Right. There's only so much I can do. She gets it all the way down. I am begging her. I know what's happening. Time has slowed down around me. I'm seeing like the stars from Star Wars whooshing by me. No, out it goes through the window. Wind catches it, rips it right out of her hand. It's gone. It's a goner. It is a miracle it didn't hit the semi behind us.
Right.
But the semi hit it. Squashed.
Was there just full meltdown from that moment?
Absolute meltdown. I have never before or since had to deal with a meltdown. We had to pull over on the side of the interstate.
Oh my gosh.
So I could get her to calm down so I could safely drive.
Does she even remember this? That's like one of those moments where it's either like they hold on to it forever or it's like, oh, that happened.
No, she does not remember this at all. When I added it to the book, I asked her, I was like, do you remember doing this? Do you remember the time that you shoved Rainbow Dash out the window and lost her? She goes, I had a Rainbow Dash. Oh my God. Because my mom, God bless her, replaced the doll. She got a new one for her, which was very nice. And I was not mad at her at all because even then, kids have the impulse control of kids. It seemed like a good idea. And just like we were talking, you can learn things the easy way, learn things the hard way.
Right.
We had talked a billion times, don't stick things out the window. Don't put things out the window. Yeah. If it's in the car, it stays in the car until the car is stopped. And then we can take things out of the car, right? We'd had that discussion, but I hadn't really described why we keep everything in the car.
Mm. And so you learned the hard way. You learned the hard way about adding context.
I got to add context.
I learned the hard way about gifts. This reminded me when we're talking about fancy gifts that we save money for. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we'll dial it back to when my eldest was three. I was single mom. I was working in a cable call center. Okay. As you know, it was hard times. And her third birthday was coming up. And she was really into Frozen, obviously.
Yeah.
And we had been at the store one day and she saw like this giant Elsa doll, like one of those life-size ones, you know.
Yeah.
And it was like $60.
I wanted one of those so bad when I was a kid.
Yeah, and she seemed to really want it too. And when it was at the store, and it was this on the shelf, and you can't really tell just how big that doll is. But so, like, I had seen her really, like, kind of love that doll. And, you know, but we weren't there for toys that day. So then I am getting prepared for her birthday. And I'm like, I'm going to save up my money, and I'm going to get this $60 giant Elsa that is her size. I was so excited. Like, I got this doll and, you know, there was sacrifices made. I think I ate bagels for dinner that week.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I got the doll. And so it's her little birthday party.
Rainbow Dash tasted a lot like tuna, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I had all my family over. I had, you know, my little apartment was full and she's opening her gifts. And I had this doll wrapped. It was going to be her last one. I was so excited. And I do believe I have video of this somewhere that I will share with you, not the internet. But she opens the doll and starts screaming and sobbing. She was horrified because suddenly this giant Elsa felt really giant next to her.
She
liked it on the shelf. She panicked. She didn't even get the whole paper, just sobbing. And I was like, oh, no, I'm ready for this. Because I was like, I did this awesome thing. I had to take it out
you
of the room.
You traumatized your kid. All right.
With what I thought she wanted. Anyway, I don't try to go over the top for birthdays anymore and get the big fancy toy. Instead, I spend time weeks beforehand. Like, what do you really want for your birthday? Let's make sure. Give me a few options to pick from. That Elsa, I had to return it. I had to have my brother babysit because I couldn't have her near the doll. Like, it was that serious.
And on that note, that's the timer. We're going to end an entire episode on that time that Tori traumatized their kid with a giant Elsa doll.
You know, it happens. It happens to the best of us. But thank you for listening to Childproof from Betches Media, and we want to hear from you. What toy traumatized your kid in a weird way that you didn't expect, whether it be on a highway or just by giving it to them? Email us at childproof@betches.com.
And be sure to give us a follow. I'm Mama Cusses in all the places. They are Tori Phantom in all the places. And make sure you're following Betches Moms on Instagram as well.
And make sure that you pre-order Gwenna's book, Mama Cusses, A Field Guide to Responsive Parenting and Trying Not to Be the Reason Your Kids Need Therapy, because you need to hear the rest of that Rainbow Dash story. I've read the book. It's great. And tune in to our podcast every Wednesday, everywhere you listen, so that you don't miss more of these lovely stories and Elsa trauma.
Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave us a rating because we like reading them. And remember, sometimes our kids are assholes.
And sometimes it's us.
Childproof is produced by Rebecca Sals-McCow and Sean Kilby. Editing by Shannon Sassone. Social media by Lauren Salome. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram and send us your email at childproof@betches.com.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy, perfectly blending refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories.
Available in 5 craveable flavors, there's a flavor for everyone to enjoy. My favorite flavor is the lemon.
The mandarin orange is my favorite flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.